This past week in the United States marked the first year anniversary since that first positive COVID person, whoever that was. It's worth noting just what a year it has been. What a contagion COVID-19 has proved to be. From one person to many. From Wuhan to Kennett Square. This pandemic certainly has changed the world. Today, as we gather here in church, we gather on the 1 month anniversary of Jesus' birthday. 1 month ago today was Christmas Eve. And as we gather, it's worth noting Christmas. That is not a contagion, but it certainly has influenced and changed the world. That one birth, that one individual, Jesus Christ, has made so much of a difference. From Mary to Joseph, to you and me. From Bethlehem of Judea to Kennett Square. The birth of Jesus, and as we know, his entire life, has certainly changed the world. And this week, as we gather in church, as we just heard those readings, we have heard his voice. We've heard his call. And his very words spoken to people that don't even know him. We have today the call of those first apostles. And it's worth today noting a couple things about the call. And so I will highlight three things. Number one, it's interesting to note that God looks for us. Long before we even desire him or look for him, God is on the lookout for us. Notice, Simon and Andrew were minding their own business. So were James and John. They were fishermen. They were doing their thing. And Jesus comes to them. He calls them by name. He invites them. I was reminded of Jesus' words at the Last Supper. It was not you who chose me, but I who chose you. And isn't that powerful? As much as you chose to be here at this Mass, and you drove here this morning, the fact of the matter is that your choice is not as big as God's. He chose you. He wanted you. We were all taught from grade school or nursery school that Jesus loves us. And I hope we know it. But did you ever think that Jesus wants you? Or how about this one, that he likes you? I remember telling that to a man once. And those words changed his life. He had never thought that Jesus Christ actually likes him. It's not a bad thought. Such is the nature of his call. He wants you. Point number two, his call is both personal and fitting. You know, it's interesting. He tells us at the Last Supper, he knows the type of people, the type of men he chooses. When he was looking for fishers of men, he didn't go to the temple. He didn't go to the latest guru on YouTube in Galilee. He went to that fishing dock. He went to those men. And there was a reason for that, as their lives played out, we see. But that's another homily. The point is this, that every gift, every talent, in all of our uniqueness, God can use it. He wants to use that. All things can be for his glory. And that's the real gift of God's call. That when we answer his call, yeah, we might have to change a lot of things in our life. But he uses everything in our life for his glory. I would have no doubt there's someone in this church today who's a doctor. I know we have airline pilots. I'm looking out at who else we have around. All is for his glory. And may it be that, because that's where our fulfillment is. He likes what we like. And his call can transform that. Finally, his call is substantial. He is not calling them to a new hobby. He's not calling them to a Sunday activity, but it is very clear he is calling them to a new way of life. His words are, repent and believe in the gospel. And from the beginning, it's clear that those actions of repentance and believing are more than just our words. It involves a change of life, a way of being. I remember seeing a meme once. Jesus is sitting on the park bench, and there's a young teenager next to him. And he says, no, really, I really mean for you to follow me. And the teenager was thinking of Twitter. I already follow you. And Jesus, no, I really mean follow me. He means it. And that's the beauty that we see, that they know it from the beginning. They leave their nets, they leave their father, they leave their boat, they leave their industry, and they follow him. And that's clear not only in the beginning, but it's clear in the end. As Jesus follows his father, these apostles, each one of them, followed him to the end. They were all martyred, except John. This call of God is so beautiful. It means that our life has meaning. It means there's something to live for. And it means that there's something even to spend our life for. We are wanted by God. We are fit for him. And we can be used by him. My friends, this is the good news. Today, in a few weeks, we will hear those words, repent and believe in the gospel, spoken over us as we get our ashes. But that call is not merely for Lent. It is for life. And God needs our lives so that his life may reach others. He's on the lookout for workers who can share his life with others. Let us today be grateful that we hear such a call, and let us engage that call in a new and a fitting way, so that we are Christians not just in name, but in truth.